Okay. Morning. Welcome everyone to the first ever Beach Business Breakfast Show. I'm Dave, this is Jeremy. We're your hosts. The Beach Business Breakfast meets every third Thursday at Merriweather Surf Life Saving Club, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. attended by 30 to 40 small business people from around Newcastle and the surrounds, Hunter Valley, Charlestown, out the west. And it's an informal networking environment where people are encouraged to come along in an informal setting, get to meet other business contacts, and hopefully generate some business, help other people grow their business. So it's really about helping others, and by helping others, hopefully they'll help you and be your silent salesperson if they meet people who need services like you provide. So we're starting off this morning with just Jeremy and I having a bit of a chat. So I'm going to talk to Jeremy about his business, which is JezWeb, which does web design and hosting for companies such as ours. Great websites. So Jeremy, why did you decide to go into business for yourself?
Well, initially I had a rather large amount of debt to pay off from tuition, and I was building websites for free, and then realised that people would pay me to help them get their businesses on the internet. And so that basically inspired me to go and find some more people to help. And I realised that there wasn't a lot of people in town building websites and doing a good job of it. And so over the last probably 14, 15 years, it's grown into a multi-person operation out of my bedroom.
Okay, fantastic. So I think you mentioned to me once that you were travelling to Sydney quite a lot, and travelling down and back each day, and you spent quite a bit of time on the train looking up people as clients that you could tell us how that happened.
Yeah, so I had a job in Sydney working for an internet provider doing customer service, and that's where I learnt all my patience and customer sort of skills. And so my first foray into marketing, after I'd found a couple of clients through friends and kind of exhausted my parents' contacts. So next step was I pulled out the telephone directory, Yellow Pages, as it was back in the day, and I started emailing businesses. And at the time, so this is 2001, and most businesses were lucky to have their email address. Very few had websites. And I would just send an email and say, oh, hey, I looked at your website. It doesn't seem to be very good. Would you like some help with it? Or something equally
along those lines.
Unplanned. And yep. I got all sorts of responses. I think the standout response was, there's a guy up the hill here, Lachlan, who had a kite business, and he just wrote back and said, yeah, it sucks, come and talk to me, or something
Fantastic.
Like that. So, yeah.
Oh, it's good to get a response from your marketing, that's for sure. Yeah, so you identified a gap in the market, and that's sort of like a 15-year overnight success story.
So that's
good. So that's how you got your first couple of clients. Tell us about some of the clients you work for and what you do for them.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of our clients are in the Newcastle region, and they are very often in the make, break, build, repair type business. So they've got trucks, engineers, they're building houses, installing air conditioners, all
doing
that kind
finance.
Of stuff. Yeah, doing finance. We've got a growing professional services clientele as well. And we've got a lot of small motel clients. So up and down the east coast of Australia and Dandenong, Queensland. Just generally speaking, we're working with the self-start entrepreneur. The person who's like, okay, I'm going to quit my job or I was fired, and now I'm going to be an engineer that builds handrails on ships or whatever it is.
Yeah. So do many of your clients have online shopping and that sort of stuff and booking services and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So, and people's expectations about what they get out of their website is increasing as well. So, you know, there was a point in time where basically a website was like a little brochure.
Yep.
And just said, look, here we are, and come and see our website. But increasingly businesses are capturing inquiries through their website, they're selling products online, they're taking bookings from hotels, a real wide range of activities.
And people want instantaneous information these days. It's got to be mobile enabled,
the mobile sort of shift in the last 5 or 6 years has been really strong. Now, like, most people have basically a portable computer in their pocket, and they use it to get on the internet and get their email.
Or they're watching TV at night and they're multitasking on another device.
They've got an iPad with iPad there and TV, and then they've got phone going. And
Now, so just describe sort of a typical day for us. How's your day sort of usually go?
So usually it involves dropping off my daughter at daycare and all the palaver that goes on with that, and then head over to the office in Wall's End, follow up on phone calls and emails from the day before, and
annoying clients like me.
And we've got a lot of clients we maintain, so we don't just sort of build the website and off you go. So we get a lot of support requests from people who are, you know, they might have an email problem or they've got things to update on their website. So we handle all those. And then as the day unfolds, you know, there'll be new inquiries or all sorts of, you know, interactions. And that often means I'm out on site meeting people.
Yep.
I really like seeing people in their own environment.
Yep. That's good. So you told us about how you got some of your early customers. What's a marketing, a thing you've done marketing-wise that sort of worked? You know, what works for you marketing-wise?
Well, like most of our work that we really want comes from either good referrals, and so that's through, you know, business networks or alliances we've built up with computer service companies and kind of businesses that are talking to our kind of clients, or through our website.
Yeah.
And so we spend a lot of time on our optimization and things like that, and we don't do a lot of other marketing. I guess
word of mouth.
A decade ago, we did have some yellow pages for a little while, and
but it's gone the way of the dinosaur, hasn't it?
I guess like a lot of established businesses, our reputation's quite helpful in finding new clients.
Yeah, that's good. What about something where marketing wise it hasn't worked? Where you go, gee, why don't I do that? I'll learn from that.
Well, like I did an experiment about a month ago where there was a Australia Post made an app where you could send postcards, and I thought, oh, this is something interesting. I was kind of away from the computer for a bit, so I would screenshot the website of a motel, and I'd send them a postcard. On the back it would say, looking at your website and doesn't really work on a phone, give us a call. And I think I sent about 250 or so, and zero phone calls generated. So that was
some people may not want to know that, or they might have went back to their website provider and
got
sorted.
It's a good reminder that people running businesses, motels included, are very busy.
Yeah.
And something comes in the mail, and it's not money, it's not a bill, so it goes in the pile of to-do or the garbage bin, basically.
Yeah, or it might be something where they think it's going to cost me money, so... Yeah. And they might be going all right and getting enough inquiries and leads and drop-ins.
My hope is that a few of them stuck it on the fridge, and we'll hear from them towards the end of the year or something.
You never know. It's some of that marketing, it's just drip feed. You've got to just get it out there all the time and you're top of mind. So you're actually on the list when people think, I need that service, or they're talking to someone.
Yeah.
So you said you get quite a few referrals. Why do you think people refer business to you?
Well... I've been through periods of not many referrals and periods of good referrals, and I'd have to say that the most powerful time is when we've got a really good, strong alliance with other businesses compatible to ours. And so our core referral partners, apart from our existing client base, who, you know, we've got some clients who are quite fans of us, we've got some computer-type businesses who... Okay, so they're technical and they deal with email and things, but they're not really web people.
Yep.
We've got a couple of marketing agencies who sort of work with us, and we back end for them, and some graphic designers who, you know, they'll do all the creatives, and then we do their technical part and hosting and stuff like that. So those types of relationships, they're not just like one or two referrals in a year. Like they're you know, a referral every month or two or something like that, because
which is good.
We become part of their workflow, and that's where maintaining that relationship and making sure we don't tread on their turf and sort of get in the way of their relationship with the customer is really important as well.
That's fantastic. So Jeremy's company Jezweb has built the Beach Business Breakfast website, so that's www.beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. By the time this goes to air, it'll be live.
Yep.
We're very close, about 99% there.
The website's never quite finished.
It's an ongoing thing. It's a dynamic thing.
We don't put a little man doing shoveling pixels anymore, but it's a good idea to. I'll try not to tangent, but when you're putting a website together, don't look at it as a book that you're going to sign off on, bang, and then never open it again. There's a very, very old mindset to website design. It's much more something that should adapt over time as a business changes.
As the man from ELO once said. That's it. Thanks, Jeremy. Our next guest is going to be Richard Evans, who's a buyer's agent from Newcastle, who's a member of the Beach Business Breakfast Network. Richard's business is in finding property for people and representing buyers in a real estate transaction. So rather than going to see a real estate agent who represents the seller, Richard represents the buyer. So he's been in business for about a year and a half and is a member of our Beach Business Breakfast Network. So we'll be talking to Richard shortly, and thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jeremy.
That's great. Thanks very much, David. I can't just smile a little for a sec.
Yep.